here. And then following week we'll have what, off? And then the week after that we'll have the Bechina sometime, and we'll also try to chop in some Inyan HaKitnius that week. So these are the Kitnius packages, but we'll leave that for that. Okay, so next week we'll be here, Bez Hashem regular. Then I'll give you time off. So the goal is to, Bez Hashem, finish, give you time to do Chazara before Pesach and take that Bechina someday that week. Of before we leave for Pesach, and try to get in a kidney shear or something that time as well. Okay, today we're going to discuss Inyan Kechal. The Gemara says in Chulin on Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, Amar Shmuel Gedi L'Rabbos. That's a chaylev. Rashi says, "I'm a chaylev. Shem boshol chaylev b'cholav. Ochlo over mishum chaylev mishum boshol b'cholav." So the chaylev, the fat, is gedi, is fleishik. So therefore, that's included in boshol b'cholav, chaylev b'cholav. Gedi l'rabos is a mesa, right? That's an avela. The rabbi says shliv do. Okay, then the rabbi says b'chalav imo v'chalav zocher b'chalav imo v'chalav shkuta. So b'chalav imo v'chalav shkuta. So we've discussed this halacha many times, right? If you shecht an animal and there's milk inside, so that milk is only chalav midrabban. When you cook that with milk, it's only basim chalav midrabban. So that's the sugya of kechal. This kechal is on page 2, is the Mishnah here in Kuf Tesem and Aleph, is the udder. So it's like you have a pouch, so to speak. Sponge, a pouch that has milk in it. Or it's like a sponge that you squeeze out the milk. So it's chalav shkuta. So it's only midrabanan, but still it's midrabanan. So you have to remove the milk before you have to remove the milk before you before you cook it with meat, because it still be a possible chalav midrabanan. So that's what the Mishnah says: hakchal koro. Umotzi is chelbo. As you make an incision, you tear it open, and you take out the chalav. Lo karo, but if you say you didn't do it, you aren't korea. Eino overlov. So you don't violate. Rashi says, "Lo kar eino al chilas al lukos v'lo bishulo d'lav cholav v'kri." It's not cholav d'araisa. Then the Gemara talks about. What does it mean, ain't over love? So the Gemara says here, on page 3 in Kuf Tesamid Beis, Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rav, ain't over love, umutter. So Rashi says, Amar Rav, ain't over love, midaraisa, umutter lachatchil bachila, in Bishlov, lomrin osur him yo midrabana. Afilu nischad min ben of yatsa amrin lakamar chol shkuta midrabanu hu. Ken vuvu lo pirish afilu yisid rabanu leka. So he says, not even it is a drabanu. It's So that's the first. That's the first day. That it's not even an issur de rabbanan. Then the Gemara says, "Vanantan ani over of maver hodulover isur miika, but didn't do isur namaleka." Right. So this opinion says isur namaleka. Then the Gemara has a whole sugya here about what's the status. Is it taka mutter lagamre or is there an issue? So then the Gemara says later, Amar of Zeira, the same moment here, Kuf Testament base, last word on the line is Zeira. Amar of Zeira, Marav, Eino over love Osir. And the other opinion says, no, there is an Issa. There is an Issa, the Rabban. So those are the two opinions here. So then the Gemara says, so that's the question. What ain't over love mutter, ain't over love asr. Then the Gemara says, then the Gemara has the famous Gemara here. First word on the line is the parentheses Aleph. 10 lines on the bottom, that parentheses Aleph. Amar le Yalta le Rav Nachman. Yalta says to Rav Nachman, Michti kol de osalon rachman asharalon kavasei. That's the famous line. Anything the Torah asid, there's a parallel thing that has the same type of hanoah that's really mutter. Also on Dharma, the Torah asid dam, the charlon chavda, right? The kovid. Hopefully we'll get to that. The liver, which tastes like dam. Nida, the Torah asid nida, but dam Torah. Is mutter. In other words, the woman is bleeding after the right during the Yemei Torah after the pregnancy. So she's the same blood, but the Torah matter that. So it has all these. So then the Gemara says. That the same thing here. By the Chol of Shchuta. Osalan Dama Sholan Kavta, Nida Dam Tor, Chol of Behema, Chol of Chaya. Chol of Behema, Chol of Chaya. Chazir Mocha de Shibuta, Girus. Okay. If Astor. So the chal is another type of example, because it's milk. The Torah matted it. Then the Gemara says, "Bein lemechal bisser b'chalva." So he says he wants to eat bisser b'chalva. I'm l'ol Rav Nachman l'tavchi zviku le'kachli. So get him chal. So that's how he'll taste basa b'chalav. Because they asked him, he says, "Bein u'mechel bisra b'chal b'rashi," says, "Ma emtza heter dugmaso." What's the parallel thing of amanei basa b'chalif? All the other surim, there's a parallel heter. So what's the parallel heter but the basa b'chalif? Chal. The milk of the chal. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? V'anantanan choro. But don't we say that you have to, that you can't, you have to get rid of them? You know, you have to open up the pouch and get rid of the milk before you cook it with meat. So what do you mean that it's mutter? The Gemara says, hahulik deira. We'll see what that means. Takatani shebishlo. The evident lechatchila lo. Either the boy the Mishnah Sefer Chavish Abishla Bechelba Asura, if you have a Nami Lo, Tamirish Abishla. So it's even the Chatchila, it's Mutter. And what's Asur is Lekdeira. So let's see Rashi. Bam Rashi. And I'm Koro Tanan Ahu Lekdeira. The Chinofik Mine have a Chol of Shchuta. With the Katani Lokor in over love, Rav Nachman's feel like a lish the basta the Rav of Bryce and Mukla but sleep. See, Vashal is a pencil by Yim Hahim. So again, so we had two opinions whether Lokoro in over love Mutter or Usser. So the Gemara says, even the opinion that says Usser, that's only Lekdeira. Meaning, if you took a piece of chal with the milk in it, and you didn't make the incision and remove the milk from the pouch, so then there will be an Issa d'Rabbanan. Why? Because if you keep it, in other words, if you keep it in a kedera, that means that you're taking the pouch with the milk and you're cooking it in a pot. So the milk obviously oozes out through the cooking and comes back in. So the chiddush is, we'll see, the Abbi Yehuda explains that the din d'rabbanan, that the milk of chal is chal of shkuta, which is a din d'rabbanan, only applies once the milk comes out of the pouch. So when it comes out of the pouch, so then it has a din milk. And then, if it goes back in, then it's milk midrabanan, with the pouch is made out of meat. It's right, and then you have a din drabanan. So the din drabanan applies to milk that came out of the pouch and went back in. Into the busser. So once it came out of the pouch is a piece of meat. It came out. Now it's a kedera, so it's not going anywhere. So it goes back in to the meat. And now you have an isser busser b'chol of midrabon. And the case where it's mutter legamre, according to this opinion, okay, one opinion is mutter legamre, other opinion is this is the rabbanan, this is the case. The Braisa seems to say that it's mutter legamre, so according to the Lishna Kama, yeah, it's mutter legamre. According to this opinion, even the shita that holds that it's also mutter rabbanan, That's only by kedeira, because by kedeira the milk is trapped. The milk is trapped in the pot. So any milk that comes out is going to go back in. And the chalosh issur derabbanan only applies when it came out of the pouch. So now it has an issur derabbanan, then it comes back in, it asks. But say, for example, you take a pouch and you roast it on the fire and the milk just drips out, so then the pouch is going to be mutter, because the milk drips out and just falls to the floor. It doesn't go back into the pouch. And since according to Shitas Rashi, the Issur Drabanan of Kchal only takes effect if the milk came out of the pouch. In other words, that's how they were masakin the Din Drabanan. That's what it means, Ahula Kedera. That Ahula Kedera means that it came out and it has an Issur Drabanan. So that is the Rabbanon. Now is Chal. Now, if you have a Kedera, that means the milk is trapped and no place to go. It'll go back into the pouch and Aser. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosis in the bottom, on page 3, Kuf Tesim Amud Beis on the bottom, where the arrow is, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And he says differently. That kedera doesn't mean the way Rashi learned. Rashi learns kedera means that it's in a pot, and the whole lumdus we'll see in the Adihuda is once that it comes out, it has the shame kol of midrabanan, and then if it's in a pot, there's no place to go, it goes back in. He says a different word. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, perushat the tzorach kriyas shasi ve'eiv v'tachu b'koysel kedera. Hayinu kedera im basar. The kedera mashma im basar. Tanya im yeshba v'no sing tam the kedera. Well, kedera below basar or litzli shari l'chatchila b'kri. So he says like this. That, in other words, the issur derabbanan only applies when you have the kchal, so you have the pouch in with the milk inside. Now, if you just have that pouch in a pot, so according to Shitas Rashi, you can cook it, the milk will come out, go back in, and it'll asr. According to Rabbeinu Tam, not the case. Because the Din Derabanan only applies when the milk goes into a new piece of meat, not the pouch itself. Because the pouch itself already, the meat has a milky taste, because the milk has been sitting in the pouch for who knows how long. So the issur derabbanan didn't set in then. So the issur derabbanan only sets in when you take a fresh piece of meat, and the milk comes out of the pouch into that fresh piece of meat. That's the issur derabbanan. Because the issur derabbanan means that we take it. What's the issur derabbanan? It's similar to basar b'chalav. So basar b'chalav is a piece of fresh meat that was cooked with milk. So here you have a piece of fresh meat that was cooked in the pot together with the pouch, and now it's getting this tam chalav in it. So even though midaraisa, that's not really chalav, but they're making a din derabbanan here. So the Din Drabbanan has to be similar to the Din Daraisa. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is if you have the pouch alone, and that's all you have, and you have the pouch in the pot, and the milk comes out, and it goes back in, according to Rashi, that's also. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's mutter. You don't have an Issur Drabbanan, because the only asin that made the Issur Derabbanan dumya the Din Daraisa, where there was another piece besides the pouch in the pot, and that the milk went into that piece and asin it, and that's how Rabbeinu Tam learned. If you see in the Yad Yehuda, he always explains things nicely. So let's look at the Yad Yehuda. He says, "Hine ein mead sorach laharach tam b'havas shitas apoyskin shuvan spar yofe b'beis Yosef." Chachrizi l'varach tzas dvarim ha'shalom is bar yofe b'beis Yosef. In other words, he says he's going to explain things that he doesn't think will clear if you just learn the beis Yosef. Yishon etzorach l'alachazur. Hine shitas Rashi zal b'cholov kozman shalom nifrash me'akha alav b'chol cholov. He died. He says that's the Yisod. In other words, it's not cholov midrabanan. Once it comes out, as nikra cholov, and since it only came out after shchita, so midaraisa. In other words, the shame cholov is only when it comes out. So he says, so if it wasn't shechted, so then the shame cholov comes. In other words, it's a really it stems back to the daraisa. That whenever you squeeze it, it really gets a shame cholov when it comes out of the pouch. So if it was a live animal, like when you milk a cow, so you press it out, and then it comes out, and then it's mutter. Okay, and she yotze achas shchita midarais a mutter. Achachon gozru al chol shchuta. Tam king, is that achas she yotze? Al kodim she yotze kem shalom nikru al cholov adayim. In other words, he's saying that really it stems from the daraisa. That the daraisa is that it's not cholov until it comes out. So midrabanan, when they make cholov drabanan, they made the kein daraisa tikkun that it's going to be that when it comes out. The chol shegozu ein chiluk ben chal basar acher. And once they goes there, so there's no chiluk between chal and the other basar. When it comes out, so and that's the yisod. The din d'oraisa is not cholov until it comes out, and that's when it gets the shame cholov. And therefore, when it's cholov d'rabanan, that din d'rabanan also doesn't apply. And so that's Shitas Rashi. And then the Rabbeinu Tam, page 6, on the bottom left. The first arrow of the three arrows on the right, the left side of page 6. Aval kozuzal beishlam shita acheres. Tein ein mechalkin mekodem shapir shacholov o acherka. Because they don't accept Rashi shita that there's a difference between before and after. This whole, you know, lumdus and you know the whole thing you just said before. Venira this feel like. Right, in other words, even has a did cholov even shalom pirish, but what? That's the chiluk between the chal atzmo means the basar of the pouch itself. The main shar basar. That chal kevin she'inu mishtana tamo. Chal, you're not changing its taste because milk has been soaking there for a long time anyway. So it's like we said before, everything we said before was something that's Yad Yehuda. Even though maybe it's going to get more intense, but they weren't gozer of that increment between less intense and more intense. The meat itself of the chal tastes milky. Meshe kodem lo gozer alav. Meshe ein kein shar baser kevin she mishtana tamo machmaz al cholov. So that's going to be intense. Vekach su gozer bo hagam di cholov shkuta atu shar baser b'cholov. Meyata gam chal atzmo ken shavash lo baser hagam she yeshishim Pena basa mekabel tam bin achol mikol mokom hanichmas bo basa achir vaoso basa lohia bo tam cholov. Achshav shenichtas mekabel tam cholov in esa. And then he says, v'tamad, the second arrow, v'tamad echmiru bo im habasa because to the second piece of meat it's really making a new impact. So But if there's no other piece of meat, it's just the chal itself, alpha pisha lo karu, even though you didn't rip it open and take out the milk, kevin shekaru ktsas mutu l'chadchila, deyna chalav be'eino, or b'chal kumo shoyim mikodim. Alpha pisha yotzev chosev v'nivlo. Right? But not like Rashi. Lo gozru bo chachamim, kevin she'ein sham basa acher, lo shtana tam mo shachal machbaz b'lozu. Because the idea was, if you take any meat that was once meat alone and now has milk in it, is similar to the din d'oraisa of basa b'chalav. You have mutar gam shel karu klal ad tam v'sholom. So that's how he. That's how he explains the. The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at the Rambam, on page 8, Hachal osu mi divrei sofrim. Again, I told you, divrei sofrim in the Rambam is a whole. So this is another to count to your list of divrei sofrim. So pashut pshat means the rabbanim. Shein basu shel nisbasha b'chov shkuta osu min haTorah k'mo shebiyarnu. Vifichich im karu mirik hacholav shabo mutu letzloso lachlo. So you can roast it. Im karu shasi veiv v'toch mkosel shalushar bo lachul chaschol mutu levashlo im basar. Whereas if you want to roast it, you just make an incision, you take out the milk, and then you roast it, and the rest of the milk will fall down to the bottom. But if you want to cook it, so there's more chomer, l'chatchila. You got to crisscross, kor shasi ve'erev, and then you got to smack it against the wall. So then you could cook it with meat. So the simple pshat is it's very similar. It's very point out. It's like Shita's Rabbeinu Tam that he makes that chiluk between some point out between Basar Acher and not Basar Acher. Over Bishlo b'fnei atzmo muter lochlo. In Bishlo in Basar Acher, so then as a regular din of Basar, then it'll still be muter if you have shishim. L'chadchila, right, yeah. Yeah, so there is that on the L'chadchila level, they point out, like you say, it'll be a little bit different than others, right. But the basic principle is the Rabbeinu Tam, as they point out, as far as I point out, is will be the same. Now, we're familiar, we did this, we've seen chal once before when we had the packet of different shiurei bittel, right? And we saw that we wanted to know what's the din of the 59, right? 59. So we had two pshatim, the Rambam and the Rashba, right? So the Rambam, right, in other words, what the halacha is that you need 59. So the Rambam says, why 59? So that's the famous Rambam here on page 10. Ochel chal shenishbash olam abosu mishishim chal min aminim chol v'chal midivrei Moshe b'yarnu ikilu v'shiura. So that's how someone learned the Rambam, that the Rambam was giving you a regular shita, that all dinim d'rabbanan abatel the 59, in contrast to the Rashba. The Rashba says, Geisha is a bottle on page 12. Shish bottle machamishim vitisha, that's seen in a nosh of shishim and given a minion, chal b'shishim and chal b'shishim and a minion. So he quotes the Rambam, the line that begins, who? The Rambam Chakosav. No, first he says, chal, that's all, that means chal is min a minion. Chal b'shishim chal min a minion. So he says, the Rambam says the din of the Rabbanan. And he doesn't like the Rambam. He says the simple pshat that we've discussed in the past is that the kal itself is one unit. Because milk has, you have to have the meat against the milk. So, therefore, The pouch itself counts as one unit, and you have 59, so 59.1 is 60. So, not a new halacha in the din of the Rabbanan. Yeah, and then you want to see in the Bais HaKotzer, he spells it out on page 14. So that's the machlokes around the Rashi. So we did the machlokes Rashi Rabbein Tam and the Rambam and Rashba. So now we're on to the third Nakuda. So that's on page 15. So page 15 goes on the Gemara on page 4 on Sadi Zayin of Days on the left side, where the Gemara says Chal b'shishim chal min aminim Amar Rav Yitzchak b'Rei Rav Sharsha Chal atzmo oser. V'nofel v'deir acheres oser. So what's this din of Chal atzmo oser? So let's see what it means like this, that say you have kal with the milk, right? And then you have other meat there. and there's 59 plus 1. So you got the Shia, Shishim. So usually when you have Shishim, well, Alts is good. It's Batal B'Shishim. So you have milk that you didn't take out, but you have Shishim. It's all good. So there's a special Chiddush here that the pouch itself, even though they were shishim, because the pouch itself is mitzuref with the other 59 pieces of meat. So, it's going to be aser. So why? Don't you? All right. So let's see what the round says. Mipnei marasa ayin. Shavu bish. Shavu lahatir kal zed. Mipnei shachol v'yotzim menu. Statel lisharis osi l'shmishri chetichas nevela. So he says the acid they made it that the chal itself, the pouch itself that had the milk, that always is aser. Whereas once you cook it, even though you have shishim, but even though it really should be mutter. But the chal itself, they always ask it. Marisayin. Because people will think that they'll eat that and they'll think Basar B'Cholov is mutter. But that's too connected with the cholov, the pouch itself. So Midrabanan, they said that the pouch itself is always aser. And if Nafalok Derech Eres, it oses. Yeah, Michael?
Why is it not as
Nefares?
Why is it not as Nefares?
Nefares?
If I know where the
Chal
is, say it's
us,
then I can clearly see it, and yes, sure, it should be bustle at all.
The question is like this. You have milk in the Chal, right? And now it's in a pot with other milk. So the two teams, two color war teams, meat and milk, those are the two teams. So if meat has shishim, can negate the milk, which here it does, because the case is that you had the chal itself is one unit, and there are 59 other units at least. So now it's like having a milk with 60 pieces of meat, that's mutter. The milk is in this time of the milk, is in this parade to the other pieces. Okay. So it should be mutter, but they didn't want to matter the chal itself. It's too close to home. Sort of reminds me a little bit of like a Nisar Dovuk type thing. You know, that the thing that's really attached. So here's mine is not attached, but Nisar Dovuk is more than, you know, but the thing that's more connected, they treat that as a, even though technically speaking the pouch itself is ola l'minyan in the rest of the milk, and if between that and the other pieces of meat there's 60, then you're good. Is that who? So the chal atzmo is aser. So let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch now. says Mechaber, page 17. Sorry. Hakachal also made the sofrim shein bosish the zman called shul tosman a Torah. Lefika kor meir kachal shabam mutul tosu lachlo. Mekar shes tiver v'tachu tosu shalos shabam lachlukas kol mutul vashlo v'basa. Kal shol kor bein shol chatan bein shol chinika shol osu vashlo. Rav brishlo b'tnei atzmo mutul lachlo. In bishul basa acher. Right, so the same Rabbeinu Tam Rambam thing, the Mishnah also, the Shishim from the Minyan. Ketzad, im haya hakol imakal kamo Shishim b'chal kal osa. Rasham mutter. Because the kal is always going to be osa, but the rest will be mutter. If you didn't even Shishim, then everything's going to be osa. Im haya pachatz mi Shishim hakol osa. Benkach, and Nofel Lutera Cheres, Oser, Osa. Either way, the Kachal is Oser, and if it falls, whether it's Shishim or not Shishim, the Kachal falls into a Kedera Cheres, it's called Aser, and the Sharim Bo, the Shishim, Kuveri Shona. Shachal Asma, Shachal Basel, Nasa, Kachaticha Asura. It becomes a Chaticha Zisa. Ain Mishayim Bo El Kamoshu Beis and Special Kamoshu Beshem Shenof. If you look at this, if you look at the Shach here on page 19. He writes, Yeshom, oh, then that's in the Ramah then. Yeshom in the Nofal Tchil and Gdeir Hashem HaShishim, Nesach Chal, Nofal Chaka Gdeir HaCheres, Eid Chal Mitzvah for HaShishim, Chaynika. Say, what if originally there was no Shishim? So Nesach Chal, because there was no Shishim, and then Nofal Chaka Gdeir HaCheres, Ain't a chal mitzvah for the shishim, because the chal itself is osa. Look in the kshach lomer. Look there, shall bosa shein b'shishim. Feel chal nahayin shenafal pochem b'chamishim v'tisha. Shaz achol v'yotzi merulun is batel. In kein nesach chal medina. Because the chal is osa sometimes medina, sometimes mi drabonon. If there's no shishim, it's also medina. It's the whole shishim together with the chal. If there's shishim, it's still going to be osa. That's me Marasayim. When Shenafel b'shishim, Sh'az ha'cholav ha'yotzi m'medin ispatav, l'nos ha'chal al m'dnei Marasayim, ha'vodei sh'enis b'tstarf ha'chal l'shishim. V'agora m'dnei sh'nesar, ha'vodei rishon b'tstarf ha'chal l'shishim. So he says that, even in the chal is always going to be osir, but now let's say you put the, let's say the chal was only osir al Marasayim, if that chal falls into g'dei r'shishis, it's also m'tstarf. Is Mali the first pot? It's been starved to the 59 and 60, even though really it should be mutter, we still asser it. So then the second pot also. Even though it's asser, but Medina, it's mutter, because there was shishim. So therefore it still could be mitzarif to the in the next pot, it still could be mitzarif with another 59 to bevat all the milk. Time in his scheme of posting the Shane is a shokhal, the Shish Botam called Joseph Shabbos, or the Shish Boguma. He gives you another answer. Maybe so the Ran says Marsai, and he says, Yish Bogumas Bechal Shakam Tonus Besokan. He says it could be that the Khal and the pockets have little crevices, and there's milk that gets stuck there, and that those little crevices that have milk has tambosim busuchal shabun yachal afishim and a busul of mahani kriya, etc. But that's what he says. Now let's look in the Taz in Sifkat Dalad on page 18. Shemba v'shishim k'varishon. Mash v'afilim nofal t'chila b'pochus m'shishim. Have a t'chila Tzav gam l'chal, kach chosim sevi b'ra 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 o'd, d'chol ha'osim b'osok chal ha'vidin ha'chi, sh'b'tzav chach l'shishim, sh'lo yisof ha'chomer b'tchil osim. Okay, sh'omrim sh'ramo, sh'ura rash b'svil, l'chol sh'lof ha'chach b'shishim, nasa gam Hetter Hatich is Nevela, the Sog of Bunnigan was of Cholo, was of Cholo, the Regonas and Vela. Can Sir Hach and Shishim make it a cow? Sharan, Seal, like a ram, Toshat, Cholo, the other one, Nelson, Ran Tam, Game Shade, also Chalrak, Mishamar, Sino, Kenan, also Bashni, Yosef, Rishona, Mashmud, Iri Rak, Benofel, Shishim, Tazel, Chal, also Rak, Mishamar, Sino, but Nofel, Pochas, Mishishim, the Nessa Medina, Mikrach, Bishop. That's in the way later of Sterefus, Uke Rashba. So we said before, right, as the Shach explained the Ramah, that it depends if the Chal was also Medina or not in the first time. If it was also Medina, so then it's Chaticha this. If it's also Medina, in Marisayin, then it will be mitzvah in the second part. So he says here, that he's saying pshat in the mechaber here. Benkach and benkach, and ofel b'teyacher, it's also osa. Chol shenesa v'yosach chal havidin ha'chishu mitzvah Kach el shishim, shloi sof ha'chomer b'tchil aso. So he's saying the mechaber is saying pshat in the mechaber that even if it wasn't shishim in the first pot, it's still having kishchil tzav gam mechal kach chos b'sevi b'ed kabayis ala. Od chol ha'nesam me'osek chal havidin hach shu mitzdar kach el shishim. Shalo yisof ha'chomer b'tchil aso. Vayishomer shalom ha'rashba says not that way. So he says here, kam b'shulchan aruch ha'rashba l'vush, heyishomer l'hach me'afil b'shir hayyabu shishim. Ain't the ikas, it was a moder ramod that comes to have came shalom nesarach machmas marasayim. Me'ashav no lanon machlokas chadosha ben ramam l'rashma mashalosku b'poskim. Ten l'ramam lo amrinan fil basam cholishu midrabban chaticha asan l'asad vela. Okay, because of Beis Yosef b'shmo. So he wants to say like this. He wants to say, Taz, that maybe there's a fundamental machlokis between the Rambam and the Rashba. If you have, normally we know the din is that you say Chaticha Nasas Nevela by Basa B'cholof, right? But what if it's only Basa B'cholof Midrabbanan? So he says that the first day in the Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam Shita that you don't say Hafil Basav Chol Shimid Rabban Chatich Asim Zan Zveira. Rafil Arbas be a dying heater, Rashma feeling no from the male, Hak and Basa of Lom Hani Khalifas Mazadeh. So he wants to say maybe there's a machloikis see, if you look at let's look at the Rambam. Thank you. Yeah, look on page 9, that's the Machabis quoting the Rambam, the Yud Gimel. Hey, it's in the Mayor, call him Machal, Kamo Shishim, Machal, Achal Osir, Vashar Mutter. In Mayor, Pachas Mishishim, Hakol Osir. U'benkach, him Nofal, Vadera Cheres, Osir Osar. Masharim Osar, Mishishim, Kivar Rishonah. שחל עצמו שספלם נעשה לך חתיך הסורה ואם ישרים בו על כמו שהוא פשע נסבח שם. So he says that the Ram is saying Shita is that even when you have Shishim, so you have Shishim, so then in other words the Ramah, the Shach quoted the Shita of the Rashba, that if you have shishim, it's only osur mitar marasai, it's not osur medina. So then, you could, again, the kachal is olam ben aminya. But he's saying no. Because since we say the kachal atzma is osur, even when you have shishim, the kachal atzma is osur, so now when it falls to the kaderish other, it's a chaticha de iser, even though it's only basa b'chol of what midrabanan, but basa chol midrabanan, they're still going to say chanan, and then you have to mevatel not only the milk but the whole chaticha. In contrast to the Rashba shita, where you only if it was also medina, when there was no shishim in the first part, are you going to say that? Let's see what he says here. Okay, Norfolk, page 18, 4 lines from the bottom. Avol Norfolk pochus v'shishim nesa medina. 1 second. Leim Norfolk v'shishim. Daz einakchal osura rakmishim marasayim. אבל נופל פוחס משישים נעשה מדינה מכוח הבישו בכל אוף שאחר כך נעשה כדווי לו מאינו מצטרפס וגרש משום הוכי פוסק בתור שחת אז כמה שולחן אורך תירש בו ובוש היבי היש אומרים להח מאפיל ביום בו שישים לא צריך לכך השישים בלו הכחל ואין זה עיקר זה בזה מאוד הרמוד הכחל מצטרף כמה שלא נעשה רק מחמס מרסיים מאחר נולדנו מחלוקת חדשה בין רמב"ם לרשב"א, מה שלא הוזכר בפוסקים. בין הרמב"ם לא אמרינן אפילו בוסו בכל אופן שום מדרבנן חתיכה עצמה נעשה נבלה. חי חסר בית יוסף. אפילו הרבז בידיים רעש ואפילו נופל ממייל אחר כך פסולף לא מהן חתיך אסנה סנדווי התחיל לפי מה שהפוסק רמו כאן כהרעש בו זה רמו פסקן זה like the רעש בי שאומד אפילו נופל תחיל לגדי שאין בו שישים ונסה הכחל So according to the mechaber, it's beinkach lo osur osa. Even if it's medina or not, because lemaisa, it's basa b'cholov. So even if it's basa b'cholov midrabanan, you're going to say chanan. And according to the Rashba, no. According to the Rashba, the Ramah quotes that if nafal tchilak deiro she'im b'shishim. So it's also Medina, but Medina is only Midrabanan Medina, because it's Chol of Shchuto. So then you have to bevatel the whole Chaticha. So Bemeila. So what's the din? So he says it comes. He wants to make a there's a fundamental machlokes here between when the case when you didn't have Shishim in the first Kedera. So the Rambam says. You still need shishim connected the whole chaticha, and according to the Rashba, the other way. You don't need to, right? Right, but according to the Rashba, you'll So whereas according to the Rambam, if it was Shishim, if Benkach in Novel Derech Hashem Mutavim, Haya Pachas Mishishim Makolosa. So according to the Rambam, afilu nofel mimeila achachar basa of lo mahani dechatik azan zavei tchilu afilu mash pasuk lechem karash but nimtza ledidon lo kaim lo karabein afraim minim kol yisurim nasa neveila afilu bisad rabban. So if you hold that there are more paskins like the Rambam, than like the Rashba rather, that all Isurim Darabonon, all Isurim Darabonon, you say Chanan, and by Basa Becholof. According to Rambam, when you don't have, because benkach, so afil b'bosu b'cholof shu midrabanon chatich asmas nasan zreila. Rashba afil b'ofel mreila chakar b'bosu of lo mahani
d'chim. So according to the Rambam, we don't say chatich asmas
nasan zreila by yisrael. Right, the chatich asmas is always still also. That we know. The shayla is what's going to be in the next part.
The proof on the kasha on this path is that it's not arrived from the Rambam, because the Rambam's makel, even if it were to be Hanan, still it's derabanan. You never need more than 55 derabanan.
Right.
He's assuming that he says that he was holding on to bash, and after that it could have become, if you held those Hanan, then it would become a birya, and now the Rambam should agree in 60.
Yes. Right. So one second. So he says, "Im haya b'pachas mishishim hakol asa." Right. Benkach benkach nafal derecheres osa asa. Misharin mishishim kavishona. Shechal atzvo shenisbashel nasag kichatich asura. Veim sharim al kmo shuv peshes bashel. And then he quotes the Rambam, Ketzer Cholov, Shenofel Bekdeir Sheish Bo Basar Of, Shenofel Tam Bekdeir Marbel Basar Of, Harei Afilo Harbos Biyadayim Hitzeru. So, because it's Cholov Derabonon, Basar Cholov Derabonon. So then you can even be Mevatel Mosif to Mevatel Biyadayim. Well, Arashba, Afil Nofel Mamela Chakach Basar Of, Lo Mahani, Techadich Asmas Nasas Veilat Chila. So even by the Rabbanans, you say Chaticha Nasas, even Basar B'chol by the Rabbanans, you say Chaticha Nasas and Veila. And Mamela, you would always have to. So Chaticha Asura would always be Asur when you're needing Shishim. So, but what the Rambam sheet is, Benkach Benkach, Nofel Derech Eres Oser Osa, Sharin Osa B'Shishim Kivarishona. Shachal Asur Shem Tzmasa Nakech Asura, Ve'im Sharin Bo El Kmo Shehu B'Eishim Tzbashel. So he wants to make a fundamental machlokas here, the Chaz, between the Rambam and the Rashba, where the Basar B'cholov D'Rabbanan, where the Yisei Chanan. השאר מאוד טובים, היו מפחס משיש מהכל עשו, בין כך ובין כך, אם נופל דרך חס, עושה עושה, שרים בו בשישים כבר ראשונה. שהכחל עצמו של הספר של נסך, תחתיך אסור. אוקיי. One more thing here. Mordechai on page 23. So what I meant to show you here is the Rabbeinu Peretz here on page 25. Nagu ha'olam shalom vachal chal and basa klal. Afil al yidei kriya shasi v'erif. So he says the minhag is not to cook at all. Chal with other meat. Even if you do kriya shasi v'erif, tocha b'choso. So why not? L'chora, that should be okay, right? If you follow the instructions of the Mishnah, it should be okay. Tzarech yin al minig, l'chora mudra, hu l'chola peirushim, like they kriya tichi. Mekadu, sheshamadim mori rabichil, sheyesh lishmach minog olam peirish rashi, sheperish l'kadeva, shehizkir talmud, kabichal b'chir shesi v'erev, tocha b'chosol haynu l'kadeva b'lo bosa. So as he wants to say, maybe shot is that the rashi sheet is l'kadeva means that there's nothing in the kadeva, right? And it's also if you didn't purify it, if you weren't kara shasi v'erif. And l'chora, according to Rashi, if there's other meat, then it should have the regular dinim of shishim, right? The Ramish sheet is that it's only usser when there's a gedera, so then the milk comes out and it says usser. The other piece of meat, a bottle of shishim. He says, Hilkach visa mutzim shum heter. So he wants to make a new thing. Maybe the minig is that Rashi sheet is that it's only mutter if it's one piece of. In other words, it's usser when there's one piece, and if you want korea, if you're korea, then it's mutter. But if there are other pieces of meat, it's always going to be usher. Hilchah chufiza l'matzinu shum heter in baser b'shum inyan. Ein l'kdeir below baser. Hilchah chufiza l'matzinu shum heter in baser b'shum inyan. Gam haya umer hay time nagu shalol vashlo b'kdeir klal fil b'losu v'shul v'al. Yeah. So he says if Rashi is learning the kula is with one piece of meat, so if there's more than one piece of meat, then there's no kula.
Even if you're correct?
Yeah, it's very difficult. There's a fees that we shum heter in basar shum minyan, even if you're correct. I assume it means that there was no shishim. Korea, so then you still have to be machmer.
So what is the case of the Gemara about Mishmatashin?
Huh?
So what is the case of the Gemara about Mishmatashin?
About what? No, if it's batal with 59, that's good. No, in other words, when there's batal, it's batal. The question is, when it's not batal with 59, but you purified it, you took out the milk. So in other words, maybe taking out the milk could only be matir in a case with one piece of meat there. So then you take out the milk, it's okay. Then you didn't ask for that one piece of meat. But if you have other pieces of meat, which is, you know, maybe Rashi's holding from the Svar of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's always chomer other pieces of meat because you're the Din Rabban, you're introducing some new tam in the other pieces of meat. So then, purifying is not going to help because we're still going to be chayshish on the other pieces of meat. If there's shishim, then it'll be good. The minhag is never to cook with other things when there's no shishim. I mean, l'chatchili, you don't mevatel is l'chatchili anyway, but he says that because Rashi's learning that there's a, he's supposed to purify, if you don't purify, it's us, midrabban. If you do purify it, then it's mutter. If you korea tach b'koysel. But maybe that was only said by the case that the Rashi learns the Gemara of the one piece of meat. The other piece of meat, when there was no shishim, that was going to be choshesh. Maybe you didn't do a good enough job or something like that. And we're going to ask her. So it comes out, Rav Osi, we had a couple of fundamental machlokas in here. The machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what does it mean? L'kadeira. The machlokas Rambam and Rashba about 59, what it means, and then the machlokas whether you say chaticha nasas nevela by din rabbanon. So you say according to machlokas Rambam and the Rashba, and then this minhag of never to be so mechon kriya if there are other pieces of meat, and that's the smack. That he says it over here, and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Beis in page 19. Nogu shalol levash lo basa klal. That's this minhag that we saw over here. Okay, so next week we're gonna have regular. We decided that we're gonna go on. I brought the kidneys packets today, but I think we're going to leave that for closer to Pesach. So tomorrow we'll just go on to the next packet, next week. Then I'll give you time off, and then the week of Pesach, we'll try to fit in the Bechina maybe on the same day as having kidneys, so we don't have to spend an extra day, and we'll do that, and throughout that week, I mean, you can take Bechinas maybe on different days of the week of Pesach, and we'll do the Bechinas, and then we'll have a Kidneys then, instead of doing Kidneys now. So next week we go regular, back at 15, 16, whatever. Keep going, whatever it is. So, okay, so we'll see you.